Morning, everybody.
Oh, okay, tough.
Tov, we're still busy with Kriya, with the tzaddik. We saw last week a Moedik two actually, two Niflidik. The one is that it seems from Chazal that davening for other people was something which was just wired into the system. That was like, that's what people did. One second. That's what people did. They saw somebody, they davened for them. When there was a tree that wasn't doing well, they used to paint the fallen fruit red so people would know that there's a problem with the tree. They would walk past and daven. It was a Gemara's question. They would paint the fruit red. The Gemara asked, what's the refu in that? Well, there's no refu in painting. There's not a segula. You paint the fallen fruit red and then there's a segula. Somehow the tree gets better. No, but people would see there's a problem with this tree and they would daven for it. If somebody's sick in your house, we should have a thing. There's like you hang up a green flag outside or something. People know when you walk past it, somebody's sick, you should daven for them. But that was the hurdle. So that's the first thing to margil ourselves. Is that we look at sorrow all the time for people. Today, you don't have any, don't know if you can say, well, I forgot, I didn't remember. There's every 10 minutes, there's another sorrow that needs it to be look at sorrow. But just to become hurdle to that. And the other thing, which was a Moedik Chiddush of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, when you daven for a Yochid, one says a Gzeira, Zelozeh. Let me just say it inside again. It's unbelievable shtickle Tosfos this. Reason with Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, Mashiach, it's Li Chiddush Gadol. I don't think this was a big Gadol, but this was a Chiddush Gadol. And he, by him, Tvila was all powerful. The Sugya, Adonai Be'evdil Be'en Sheben Yochid LaTzibur. What's the difference between a Tzibur and a Yochid? The Gzad Din is called Tzibur Nikra, the Nefach LeToiva. The Gzad Din, there's a Gzad Din against the Tzibur that can be torn up and be turned around to LeToiva. We see that by Purim. Purim's the ultimate Nafuchoi. It was a Gzad Din against the Tzibur. And not just wasn't it torn up, but it was Nafuch LeToiva. That's all of Purim. Many examples. Mashen can be Yochid. Yochid. Yochid doesn't have the koyach to be koyach gzadinim. We ikshu atoisus, tavtei zayin, ibra maskel kaman. Lama Rabbi Yudim itpala lalacholim, even just feel like the nigza gzeiru b'rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. Why was Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know what the Gemara is talking about, but Rabbi Yehuda was davening for the cholim. Why was he davening for the cholim? It was a gzadin on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. As he's davening for Yechidim. As a loy chol, you can't, the Gzera can't be oike. What was he davening for? Tosis Kashon, Rabbi Yehuda. Vatirits, Vazela Shoina, Void Yesh Loima, etc., etc. The Damia le Rabbim. Don't like the Rabbim. How's it like the Rabbim? Davi Metzela Behedia al Kola Cholim. Because he didn't just daven for Chole Aleph, he didn't just daven for Chaim, he davened for Chaim, but Tochsha Chole Moistro. That's the Tfilas Rabbim. I'm a take the Rabbim, so this Gzeir can also have my dick a Chidisha. And it's a mission with Tala Lachoyle, but Toch Shah Choyle Yisrael. When you daven for a Choyle and you throw in, but Toch Shah Choyle Yisrael, have is a Tfilas Rabbim. I'm not interested in Shah called Choyle Bnei Yisrael. I'm davening for Yankel. So Tfilas Rabbim, Tfilas Yochid. So he's got a Kasha. It's not going to work. The law is there. So what do you do?
The Yachid, it's dangerous because if Yachid, we open the file in the Shamaim and it's a deep call on the people. But clearly, we don't go into detail because of this. It's,
that might be. That could be the Svara of our places. Could be. Could well be. I don't know. Yocholiot. Well, that's the Svara. But be that as it may, when a person's davening for a Yachid, there's no guarantees that the there is going to be uprooted. But if you just add in at the end, Batosh Racholim Israel, that's a Tfilas Rabbim. No, Tfilas Rabbim, why don't you say so? Because of the Gzadin, that takes us. Moiridik, okay. Many things like that, not just Chol, a person davening for Panos, a person eats Panos, so he's davening for Panos. There's a Gzadin on Yom Kippur. You daven panosa, daven for Klal Yisrael should have panosa, and you included amongst them. That's a Tfilas Rabbim. Now the Gzadin can change. Moiridik, moirid, well, nifla. Okay. Let's go weiter. Iker Tefillah nikras b'toira avoida. The Moshe Neema la'avdei b'chol levavchem. Tefillah we know is an avoida. La'avdei b'chol levavchem. Eidei avoida shebaleiv, avoida is a tefillah. Tefillah is avoida shebaleiv. This is the central fulcrum. This is the central yotzod of tefillah. And the beauty of tefillah, he says, when a person standing in front of Hashem with a clear, deep understanding that he's standing and requesting in front of God, Elyon Noira. It's the beginning of tefillah. If you don't know that who you're talking to, so then what are you doing? Tefillah is, there's a dialogue, there's a conversation taking place. I'm talking to somebody. In the most poshut sense. I'm not getting spiritual now, just poshut. Know who you're standing in front of. Right? At least know that you're standing in front of the melech. That's the yisod beauty. That's the echo of tefillah. I'm talking to Hashem. I'm requesting from Hashem. Amnam yishna ot surah shel tefillah. There's another type of tefillah. V'yisod godol b'dach anhogas Hashem yisparach esolamoy. And it's a fundamental principle in the way that Hashem conducts His world. Tefillah is this unbelievable koyach that can extract rotzon from Hashem. You can hunt with Hashem. You can do business kaviyachol with Hashem. Tell Hashem what you need, and you can get what you need. You can mamash. You can start to speak. Twist Hashem's arm. You don't get what you want without talking to Hashem. That's tefillah. Tefillah for sure. Shechutz ma yesh bo gam kiyum hishtadlus tivit. You have to see what that means. There's also hishtadlus teveya, a natural hishtadlus in davening. What does that mean? Come on, call hishtadlus pa'alma. Like all hishtadlus. Person has to, he wants to get to Yerushalayim, he's in Beit Shemesh. He can't just sit in his lounge and expect to wake up in Yerushalayim. He should at least go out of his house. He has to make some ishtadlis. There's about davening also, has something to do with ishtadlis, let's see. Bim neshekach kova korosh bochum balomoy. Shekorosh bochum it negi manu b'shtei hanhogos. Hashem conducts himself with us, the way he set up his world, in two different ways. Anoga malchus de rakia, vanhogos malchus de rakia, ka'ein malchus de ara. Hashem conducts himself with us like a heavenly melech. And then he conducts himself with us like a heavenly melech, ka'ein malchus de ara. But he models himself on earthly kings. Means there's a hanhoga of malchus de rakia where he's kulu melech b'shamayim. And then there's an argument, he's Melech B'Shamay, but he binds himself to conduct himself the way earthly kings conduct. The Lord God, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, we also are Reifa Ba'alma, it's a point in my life, but actually, ma'am, him like to have lehem, what's the moment of him? Hashem's no worse than a rich person down here or a doctor, that when you go to him and you ask for help, and he's a decent kind of a guy, can help you. The guy's a doctor and he's half a man. You got him and you got a problem, he'll help you. You got a big, wealthy person and you need money. If he's got a decent heart, he'll give you some stock. The Kodesh Baruch is no worse than that, that's for sure. Ken HaKodesh Baruch Hu Nikra Av HaRachaman V'Sha'a Kinuim Doimim Hashem Zav HaRachaman. Many, many other descriptions. There's There's no question that the ways of Hashem in his godly approach are very, very different. That's for sure. But there's also a way he conducts himself, so to speak, natural. You can make naturally shtadlus. Naturally shtadlus. To get Yeshua's from Hashem via tefillah. Because we have to understand what this means. It's like up to now, we don't really know what he's talking about. Hine, betfila shmona esre, oimrim. Boch ato Hashem reife choyle amo Yisrael. Vekasha, lechoyra reife einu inin hamiyuchad dafke l'Yisrael. Hashem's reife choylim even goyim. How did the goyim get well? This concept of refuah is not something unique to Klal Yisrael. Animals get sick and Hashem makes them better also. It's Hashem's reifa chayle. Dafke amo Yisrael. Ve'in maskir inyan in Yisrael ele b'dvarim ha'miyuchadim dafke l'Yisrael. When he mentions things when it says amo Yisrael, that's dafke unique to Klal Yisrael. It has this belt that separates from above and below, between the erva and above, the lev and the erva. You thank Hashem for your belt. You know, thank Hashem for your belt because your pants don't fall down. That's also a good reason. That's also a good thing to do, thank Hashem for your belt. But what you really think of Hashem is this hevdel between, that's why you wear a belt, no? And Oite Yisrael betifara, batara kisarosh, we wear a crown, we wear a yamulka. The Rechel Dovim Yuchad Yisrael, Maskirim Inyan Yisrael, something that's unique to Klal Yisrael. But go ahead, it's not trying to talk about Oite, because they don't wear on their head, not the way we do. And they don't have this need to separate between Libom Ve'erva. So that's what Stavka, Oite Yisrael, Oize Yisrael, that's unique to Klal Yisrael. Then can the Chorim, Mikol Anyonim Shonu Mevakshim B'Shmon Esrei, Dafka Rofua Rochoykem El Yais Inyan HaMuchad Dafka Yisrael. All the things we're davening for in Shmona Esrei, one of the things that seems to be the furthest things that's unique to Klal Yisrael is refuah. Hashem's reife kol chayle. Why dafka? That's not only Yisrael. It's strange. That's a good kasha there. Never thought about that, huh? Never thought about that kasha. Why is reife chayle amo Yisrael? From the Pasuk, I'm your healer. Am I unique that Hashem's Reife Yisrael and not everything else? We know that the body has within it, wired into the system, it has a healing system where the body takes care of a lot of ailments and sicknesses by itself. The most obvious one that comes to mind is when a person cuts himself, God forbid. So the body heals itself. It cleans out the wound with the blood, stops the blood using a coagulating agent, and then somehow, miraculously, it sews itself back together again. When you cut your trousers, it doesn't ever sew itself back together again. And then it puts a scab there to protect it until it heals. It's like, oh, why did the unbelievable healing? That's teva. But when I get called that the teva, that's the natural system. That's the way it works. You cut your finger gets better again. You take it for granted. That's obvious. That's gilu. There's hidden things going on in the body all the time. There's antibodies and things going on in our body all the time that are destroying viruses and illness and sickness that you didn't even know you had. He didn't even know you were sick. It was a virus got into his body that left alone could have made him very ill, and the antibodies killed it and took care of it, and he didn't even know that it happened. It was going on all the time. Millions and millions of things taking care of the body. The body has this whole healing process. When things get sick, you know, they say, give it a few days. If a person gets a bit ill, you know, he gets a cold. So he doesn't go take medication, run to the doctor. He has a cold. So besides a few days better, he's feeling better already. How did that happen? It's wired into the system, a natural healing process that takes place in the goof. You see that? Person made no ishtadlus, he didn't do anything, and he gets better. He wakes up in the morning, he's got a bit of a running nose, he's got a bit of a sore throat. 3-4 days later, you feel him all over. How did that happen? What did you do? You went to the doctor, you took medication. What did you do? You had to get x-ray. No, nothing. Nothing, just. Nifla boyer, that's a kosh boch, ani Hashem refuecho. Vasheni, the second anoga, and yadesha doshim bereifim, because of verape yerape, person goes to a doctor, the posuk says, go to a doctor. Not going into whether that's a, again, really, we have to step out that from Matisyao and see it inside again, whether yerape yerape is a mitzvah, it's an aveira, it's a chiyuv, it's a reshusa. The machleika said the Rambam, but today there's no question that a person has to be, you have to go to the doctor. The doctor's given permission to give medicines and even sometimes to do surgery. Now you're making naturally ishtadlus. You've got a doctor, and the doctor gives you this, and he takes that, and this medication, this operation. Amna, Masha Kosh Bochu Reife Neman. Yesh Bezetati. That the Kosh Bochu is the Reife Neman, like the Pasuk says. The two aspects. Echad, mitzad Masha be elokusi isparach, habilti bailes tachlis merape acholim. Well, Zed Nikra Shem isparach Reife Kolbotso, not Reife Amo Yisrael, Reife Kolbotso. It's in every guy has this antibody system. Every animal has this antibody system that's taking care of him. And if he gets cut, it gets healed. And the bones, after they get broken, heal back together again and fuse together. There's a chelek mia oila mativa, a teva. That's happening all the time. Reife Kolbotso. Vashenish Nakorish Bochu Kiviyochel Gam Reife Mumcha. Hashem is also a specialist doctor. Kiviyochel. When you go to a doctor, he deals with you and he has permission to heal, to make these studies to heal you. Hashem's not any worse than these two people. In the natural world, everybody has his host, his house doctor, his local physician, the guy that deals with him, that he knows. In that aspect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reife Amo Yisrael. He's your unique, he's your private surgeon, your private physician. That's hard to find a thing like that. In the good old days, you had a doctor. He was your doctor. He was your doctor. You had his private number. You phoned him. He came at 3 o'clock in the morning. In that aspect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reife Shel Yisrael. He deals with Klal Yisrael's illnesses. But I haven't come up to him in a million. Can he Hashem refer? The professor Ime, the patient, and he a refer shalcha. Hashem says, I'm your doctor. Like the doctor says to his patient, I'm your doctor. He has my private number. You need anything, you call me. He has my email address. I'm your doctor. You need anything, you call me. I'm your doctor. We're old enough to still understand that might be shaykh today. I don't know if anybody, unless you got private, you pay the guy 20,000 shekels, you may get some service. Well, tough, but that's, we're not going to ask kashas on the mortal, but in the nimshul for sure. Anir ofer shulcha. That's part of the pasuk. Ani Hashem Rufuecha. I'm your doctor. I'm your. I'm, you, you think prati? You went private. So the question really now remains. Okay, so we know that these two aspects of tefillah of rufua. There's reifekol basa. It's the natural world. We also have that. Yid also has this hanhaga of reifekol basa. Where things are taking care of themselves automatically, the natural world is doing whatever it's doing. The cuts heal themselves, the viruses get taken care of, the body heals itself, all those things. Everyone has that. But there's something more unique. There's this aspect where Hashem says, Rape Amo Yisrael. That's where a person is his own private doctor and he's in the world of, he's going to the doctor and he phones the doctor and he's got private to the doctor. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the aspect of Reifach Womisdal Ani Refoech. Hashem says, "I'm your healer." Not that I set a Kevadikam process into motion, and that's what's healing. Hashem is behind that as well, for sure. Well, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, Hashem is a private doctor, a private physician. Yesh Nafka Mina Gedoyla, Ben Shnei Mahalchim Elu. There's a major difference between these two things. The question is, was my nafkamina? What do I care? At the end of the day, Hashem set up a system and I get healed. What do I care if it's happening derech teva or Hashem's my rufecha? Then it's all Hashem's rufecha. My nafkamina. And what's this got to do with what we asked originally about tefillah? Let's see how this works.
The regular doctor, he make ala teva. But Akadosh Baruch Hu, he can do more than the Teva. That means that would be a miracle. Nisim in Yehudim. Goim, I don't know if it's also the same things. That means sometimes we have a sickness disappear in 2 days. It's real ness. Goim, I don't know if it's also like this.
When you cut yourself from Shmuel, God forbid, and it heals itself, the gumness. I was like, but Nes betocha teva.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes Hashem steps out of the teva. You know, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, how did you get better? Hashem made me better. You took a pull, you didn't take a pull. At the end of the day, it's a kola malacha, there's Hashem. So what's the difference here between the two malachim? That's what you're trying to understand. You're right. There's some things which the Raifim can't heal you, but of course, Boch can heal you. Okay, let's see. Let's see what he says here. What's the difference between these two mahalchim? Shemitzad koyach harufua, b'zeh shulis barach elokei olam, harem mitzad midas elokim, yesh cheshboines shonim, v'amukim mo'od mo'od. When Hashem's your doctor, so he's just not dealing with the illness at hand that you particularly have now. Hashem has major cheshboines, deep, deep, multiplex cheshboines, when he's dealing with a person, kogon, Cheshbon Maisa, the Adam, the Ova, or Boss, did void void. When Hashem comes to heal a person, like Shmuel said, he opens up his file. What did this guy do yesterday? What do I need him to do tomorrow? What about his family? What about the people that work for him that need a salary? Multiple Cheshbonis going around the decision how to heal him, when to heal him, if to heal him. Not just you got a doctor, the doctor's job is to make you get better. But to make you get better. He doesn't think, well, should I make him get better? Who knows? Tomorrow he's gonna do something bad, or yesterday he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So who says I have to heal him? And or maybe he doesn't deserve to get healed, but his wife doesn't deserve to have a sick husband. Okay. The doctor's not corresponding that. That's Hashem makes cheshbonis like that. The refuah of this person, when Hashem's the roife, there's a deep, deep cheshbon taking place here. That's in the general world of healing. Because some people get a virus and they don't recover. The antibodies don't do their job. Sometimes the cells go out of control. We know that with the machala, the cells get out of control, whatever, and the person, Nachman HaSan, doesn't get better. That's in the natural world. Why? Because there's a lot of cheshbonis taking place there. But that's in the world where Hashem is Reifer Kolbosto. But in the world where Hashem is Reifer Cholam Yisrael, Arezek Reifer Shepoinim Alav Shein Etzlo Shum Cheshbon Ache Chutz Miinyan Harufu Atzmi. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interested in is, I'm a doctor, my job is to heal you. I have no other cheshbonos. Nothing else. When you go to the doctor, his job is to look at your medical history, look at your situation, and give you what he thinks is the best refuah. They don't phone him up often and say, how did you heal that guy? Do you know who he is? You know what he did yesterday? Do you know what he's going to do tomorrow? Doctor says, what's it going to me? I studied medicine. I didn't become a judge. My job's to heal people that come to me. They're not his pointers. Elenigesh hula gufoy shel inyan. Im yesh trufa v'yesh barachoyl l'shalom avur refusa. That's all. He wants to know one thing. Is there a refuah for this guy? Has he got the money to pay? That's the only cheshbon the doctor makes. Arei humer hafazoi, then he heals him. Kachetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu roifed Yisrael. Even to point him alav, merapo otam. That means Hashem, when he's functioning as the roifed kol boso, there's cheshbonus. A lot of cheshbonus. When Hashem's roifed amo Yisrael, there's no cheshbonos. He's the doctor. You go to him, he heals you. If he can, he can. If he can't, he can't. What that means in Hashem, I don't know. Kviyachol, kviyachol. The boss of a dumb doctor, Nachinami, he just wants to heal you, but sometimes he can't. I don't know what it means. That given to point him alav merapo atam. We see plenty of people appointed for Hashem and for Rufu, and they don't get merap. So what's going on here? Well, that's the two hanogas. But we have to stop. It's late. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick this up next week. What to think about? I don't think we haven't got answer to our questions yet, but at least we've asked all the right questions. Definitely, there are these two anhogas. There's the anhoga TV where the rap is happening on its own. There's cheshbonos. Like Rishmul said earlier, there's matzah, there's moral questions that have to be discussed, past, future, present, whatever. But then with Zakarish Boch is like a reif mumcha. You got to hear me. He's just interested in your file, your tick. He's not trying to build a relationship with you. I'm not interested in what you did, what you didn't do. His job is to heal you. Those are fascinating questions today, morally. I don't know what the Torah says about them. I put my head into it about treating machablim. I'm not talking about when there's two people, there's a victim and a machabel. Who do you treat first? That's from Chaim Paskin already. That's for sure. Not even a question. Because the machabel's chayv mitzvah, so why would you heal him or would you kill him? There's idiot. But I'm talking about where there's no triage question. The doctors today that refuse to treat machablim. I don't know. Again, I'm just saying. Coach Bochel makes cheshbonos like that. Does someone get better? Does he get better? We look at him. Hashem's cheshbonos, so we don't understand. Aval, doctors allowed to make cheshbonos like that? The interesting. I don't know how the secular world's dealing with that problem. I'm not sure what the Torah says about it. I don't know if you've heard anything about it. If you hear anything about what stuck him on that question? I don't know if the doctors asked Charles. I don't know. Let's send Rav Tatz an email maybe and see if we can get some kind of the interesting question that's come out here. Sometimes you want to treat the machabel because you want to save his life because he's got information that you need. Heard a few couple of weeks ago, last week, whatever, there's a machabel that they brought to the hospital in Israel. They flew him on a helicopter, they brought him to the hospital in Israel, they're busy treating him. I assume that this guy's important. The rest of the bunch, they know, you know what I'm saying? So that's a different question. Are you allowed to treat doctors out in the field and there's a guy gets shot, whatever, in the war? Are you allowed to treat it? I don't know. Interesting question. So whatever. But that would fit into this dynamic. Is the doctor's job's not to make his bonus? Maybe it is. I don't know. Interesting question. And the doctors take on a lot for themselves today in terms of morality. With euthanasia, all the stuff, the doctors, how did they get into that conversation? It's not a conversation for doctors. That's a conversation for lawyers, for philosophers, maybe. I don't know. How did the doctors get involved in being the front line lobbyists for euthanasia? What's it going to do with the doctor? You're paid to heal people, not to kill people. What's it your question whether you should put someone out of his suffering or not? Your job's to heal him if you can. If you can't, you can't. Who hired you to kill anybody? Anyway, so the doctors have taken a lot on themselves. But the interesting question, this one that's come out recently about whether there's doctors refusing to treat these people or not. Okay. I don't know what the Torah says about that. Have a good Shabbos. Bezrat Hashem.
Good Shabbos.
See you next week.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.